three Arkansans and a wren.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah,
we came by. We just came by. How's everything?
Oh, man, getting along fine here. Doing good. Hey, now, Dr. Riley's one of the real good storytellers.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing that. But wonder if he can tell us another story while he's here. Y'all got time?
Yeah, sure. Bob, you got a story you can tell him?
Yeah, I got one about kind of a recent thing. There's all this new recent trouble over in Iran with the Ayatollah and all that sort of thing. Well, there's three Arkansasers over there that been working. And they got themselves in trouble with the political group, and they were convicted, and so they were sent to die before the firing squad.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy from Clark County, one from Ashley County, one from White County. They took out the Clark County man first. He's pretty cagey. They said, "All right, got the line all lined up." He said, "Ready, aim," and he yelled, "Earthquake!"
Wait, he yelled what?
Earthquake! And they all threw down their guns and left, and he jumped over the wall and left out. Well, they came back, they got the guy from Ashley County, they got the other, said, "Ready, aim," and he said, "Typhoon!" Oh, they threw down their weapons, and he jumped off the wall and left. Well, they brought up the guy from White County, they put him up front, and he said, "Okay," he's pretty keen. He's seen the other two guys, so he said, "Ready, aim," he went, "Fire!"
Boy, that was good.
Oh, yeah. Wonder if he knows another
one. Y'all knew the one about the man that's up in Denver, and they were all standing around, he jarred a big boulder loose, and it rolled down the street, it rolled around the corner and went into the side of the bank. He said, "Don't anybody touch that! Don't anybody touch that!" He ran up there, he looked it over very carefully, he says, "Well, that's right, no moss."